just wanted to echo a couple of the things that James went over, and that'll be it for our Sunday school. We'll have an abbreviated one today, so we can have more time for singing today. But one of the things that James pointed out was how Jacob, even though he was not physically in line to receive the birthright and the blessing, ended up receiving them both as the firstborn should have. In fact, as we've been learning through Genesis so far, the firstborn is often not the one born first. And this is a principle that permeates through the Word of God. That is, the firstborn, meaning the first in importance, is not necessarily the one born first. In fact, Genesis in particular will go to great pains to show us the opposite. So let's think in our minds through the book of Genesis and think of some of the cases where the blessing or birthright or the first in importance was given to one that was not born first. And you don't have to get very far in Genesis to find your first case of it. The first case is Cain and Abel, where Cain is the one who was born first, and according to earthly thinking, Cain should have been the one to be the prominent one in the family, but Abel's sacrifice was preferred, and it seems like the first one is always the earthly one. So Cain comes out, and he's an earthly-minded man, unlike Abel, who was a spiritually-minded man. You get a little further, and you find Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael came first. He's the earthly-minded man, and then came Isaac later. And he was the firstborn. He was the one to carry on that promise. You come to Esau and Jacob, which we have here. Esau was born first, but Jacob was the firstborn. And you get later in Genesis, Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh was born first, but Jacob blesses with the greater blessing Ephraim. And he blesses Ephraim as the firstborn. And Joseph is saying, wait a minute, what? You're doing it wrong. You have your right hand on Ephraim, and your right hand should be on Manasseh because he was born first. And all Jacob needed to say was, I know what I'm doing. Manasseh is also going to be blessed, but the firstborn blessing goes to Ephraim. Now, the question in all of this is why? What are we to learn from this principle that the first who comes is not the one to receive the firstborn blessing? What are we to learn from verse 23? Genesis 25, verse 23. Look at the last phrase. The older shall serve the younger. We know it's a pattern, but why is it so important? Why is it that God goes to great lengths to show that the firstborn is typically earthly, and the secondborn is spiritual? Why does he go to great lengths to show that? Why does he give this promise, the elder shall serve the younger? And what does it mean to us? And there are two reasons that we should know about why this principle is so important in the Word of God. The first one is this. Every believer has two natures, don't they? You have a nature you were born with, often called the old nature among Christians, right? We talk about our old nature. But then there is the work of new life that God is doing in us, and we call that our new nature. Which one always seems to be the stronger one? I returned a rental truck this morning before coming to the Lord's Supper. They didn't like where I parked the truck. It was a big truck. I said, well, I don't want to back it into the place you want me to back it. You guys back it. I'm going to hit something if I back it up. Say, no, 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 you haven't returned it until you back it up there. No, 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 it's on your property. I'm returning it. You can back it up if you want to go over there, but I'm not going to back it up. I'm going to run over something. My old nature, that I actually toned it down a little bit. The old nature kind of seems to be so strong, doesn't it? So strong that sometimes we feel like there's no hope. But I like us to think, instead of old nature and new nature, think of these words. The older nature and the younger nature. The older is earthly. The younger is spiritual. Now listen to this promise at the end of verse 23 and think about it in that context. The older shall serve the younger. So as much as we think our old nature has the upper hand, and our old nature keeps winning the battles time and time and time again, God's promise is, by the end of the day, by the end of the game, the older shall serve the younger. And the new life that God has put into us will triumph over the old, corrupt flesh. And we will overcome. That's his promise to us. So when you see the older shall serve the younger, take heart. And the other picture of this, why this is so important, is the first man to step on the scene was Adam. And look what he did to the human race. But who is the second man? Now, don't say Cain. Cain was Adam's first child, first son. No, no, no. The second man, theologically in the Bible, is Christ. In other words, the first to show up, Adam, earthly. The second man, as he is called, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the last Adam. So keep those thoughts in mind as you think about the promise, the elder shall serve the younger. We'll turn it over now for some more